USA Radio News.
A TV icon passing away. Former CNN host Larry King died this morning in an L.A. hospital at the age of 87. King hospitalized weeks ago after getting the coronavirus. No cause of death revealed. He hosted Larry King Live for 25 years on CNN until 2010, but that didn't even account for half of his 63-year career that spanned radio, television, and the Internet. President Biden sharing a grim COVID forecast. He says yesterday the U.S. could have another 200,000 COVID deaths over the next few months. That would bring our death toll to over 600,000. Meanwhile, his latest plans for economic relief focused on the poor. Biden yesterday signing two executive orders, one expanding food assistance, the other calling for stimulus checks for those who don't make enough to file taxes. He says his relief plan will get us back on track quicker.
With our American Rescue Plan, our economy would return to full employment a full year faster than without the plan.
Biden adds how we respond to this crisis is a reflection of our values, and we have to act now. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.